Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she had a reading with a radio psychic hoping to hear from her grandmother, and she most definitely did.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we love them around here. Call us at 855-853-4802, leave a voicemail, or write it down and go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would like an advanced episode of the show and access to the archive, all without commercials, you can get that if you're a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything?
Well, you know, I did a little, I don't even know how I stumbled into this the other day, but I was reading that Johnny Cash had several ghost experiences.
That would not surprise me.
That he discussed. And one of them I thought was interesting. And because you see one article and then you think, is that true? And so you're kind of trying to go see if you can find it anywhere else, you know, like, was it, you know, documented by somebody else? What was the interview and things like that? And it appears to be two variations on this story a little bit. One is that Johnny Cash had a drug overdose and basically died, and while they were trying to get him back. And the other one was that he had open heart surgery and during this open heart surgery, he died or was near death or whatever. But whichever one it was, I'm not sure. But he said that he had this it was like a wind. He said it was like a wind. The best way I can describe it, Cash explained in the interview. And then it spoke to me. It said, "You can't go yet, Johnny. You've still got a lot of singing and living left to do." And he said, "I'd recognize that voice anywhere. It was Roy Orbison."
Oh, that is interesting.
So the ghost of Roy Orbison came and said, "No, it's not your time."
That's interesting.
Yeah. And then apparently he had a large house in Jamaica that he and June had, and it was called Cinnamon Hill Estate. It had been a plantation at one time, and he said there was a woman there. He actually wrote a song called The Ballad of Annie Palmer about this, and this woman, like, I think this was back in like the 1830s, and she was the mistress of this plantation, but she was a very evil person. At least this is the way the legend went. She had poisoned her husband and then had two subsequent husbands that she killed. And she killed numerous slaves and just was evil, was into black arts and stuff. But he and both June Carter said they saw apparitions and that would just be like these white spirits that would walk through walls and doors of that house. And Johnny said that one time he saw this woman in white that was in the dining room, just standing there when he walked in. And so I just thought that was interesting. I just stumbled onto, you know, Johnny Cash.
That's so interesting.
Paranormal experiences.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to work with this guy, Johnny Western, which is the best name. And Johnny Western, I worked with him in radio. Great guy. Mm-hmm. And he's still around. He's had some strokes recently, and so his health has been, it's been tough for him. But he played with Johnny Cash for years. He toured with him. And so someone was writing a biography on Johnny Cash, and they asked Johnny Western to write the foreword. And I said to Johnny, I go, "You know, that is so nice that they asked you to write that." And he goes, "Well, they had to ask me." And I'm like, why did they have to ask you? And he's like, "Because I'm the only one that remembers it." Because everybody else in the book, like, they were doing so much drinking and doing so many drugs, and Johnny Western never did. And he's the only one that remembered it.
That's funny.
Oh my God. He had some great stories about Johnny Cash, though.
Well, I'll bet there are really great stories, but I thought this was an interesting twist on Johnny Cash that I had never known about.
Well, I just got the feeling there's so many people that have those ghost stories that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
This story is interesting because it does take me back to I don't remember. It's not so popular now as it used to be, but psychics that would go on the radio and then they would take people's calls. Because when I worked at the rock station, I can't remember her name. We had her in about once a month. She would come in and she would do readings for people on the air.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
And
that was a thing.
That's what this is. So it says, "My name is Nancy. What happened the night of March 9th, 2003 changed how I think about life after death. I'd lost my grandmother in 1994. She raised me after my mother, her only daughter, died giving birth." Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
"So losing her felt like losing mom all over again. I handled it by pretending she was just on a long trip, but 9 years later, the ache was still there. That winter, a local FM station started running a Sunday night show with a guest medium. Listeners could email the station for a chance at a free 10-minute phone reading. I never dabbled in spooky stuff. I still sleep with a hall light on. But on a whim, I typed up a short note about wanting to hear from my grandma and hit send. 2 weeks later, a producer called me and said I'd been picked for the March 9th program. I almost backed out. Talking to a stranger on the radio at 11 p.m. about the dead sounded embarrassing, but curiosity won. Grandma, for the record, believed in spirits. She used to tell me the world was busier than we can see. I begged her not to come back because I'm the jumpy type and she promised to leave me alone. We both laughed, but I was serious. The night of the show, I stayed up pacing in my apartment. I told my brother Tim and his wife Lydia, who lived in Tennessee, to expect a late call with the recap. Just before 11:30 p.m., the station rang. A producer patched me through, and suddenly the medium was on the line. He asked whose spirit I had hoped to reach, and I said my grandma's first name, Helen. He paused, then started with the usual icebreakers. She had a friendly laugh, loved to cook, liked bright colors. All true, but also things you could guess about any cheerful grandma from the Midwest. I leaned on the kitchen counter, half disappointed, and then Mark asked, "Who's the one with the green ice cream every night?" Well, I live alone, and nobody, I mean nobody, knew that I end each day with two small scoops, pistachio and mint chocolate chip, both green. That's me, not her. Mark laughed, and he said, "She says that's fine, but not every single night. She's teasing you," he went on. "She was proud of me for finishing college, proud that I'd fixed the dent in my car instead of covering it with duct tape, proud that I'd finally learned to cook her pot roast without drying it out. Little things only she and I would know." I felt tears run down my cheek. 10 minutes flew by. Mark wrapped up. The producer thanked me, and the line clicked dead. The apartment felt just too quiet, so I called Tim and Lydia. They picked up on separate extensions, eager for details, and I told them everything, saving the green ice cream bit for last. As I said, I don't know if any of it was real, but right then a blast of sound exploded from down the hall. "What was that?" Tim asked. And I said, "I think my television just turned on." The TV was in my bedroom. It was an old tube TV, no sleep timer, no remote. The volume knob was always at halfway. Now it screamed at max spitting static because there was no channel tuned in. So I went to my room, the phone shaking in my hand. Lydia urged me not to go in, which made me laugh and shake even harder. I reached the doorway. The TV's screen glowed white. Snowstorm static rattling the windows, and I forced myself to step in, cross the carpet, hit the power button. The moment the screen went dark, that corner of the room felt warmer, as if someone had left. I backed into the hall and shut the door. Tim said he had heard everything. Lydia made me promise to sleep with the light on, and I did. The next morning, I checked the TV. It was still off, volume knob exactly where I always kept it. I tried to blame a power surge, but my alarm clock hadn't reset, and why would a surge crank the volume? The only explanation that fit was Grandma breaking our no-haunting deal to make sure I believed the reading. I'd love to say that was the last odd thing she ever did, but looking back, I realized she might have tried earlier. The week after her funeral in 1994, my landline rang 5 or 6 times a night. Every call showed as unknown. And when I answered, the line was open but silent. I figured it was a glitch in the phone company's system and eventually unplugged the cord. 2 days later, the call stopped. Maybe it could have been her. It's been years since that medium's call, and the TV never pulled that trick again. I still eat green ice cream, just not every night. Sometimes when I scoop it out, I catch a whiff of her favorite perfume. I always take that as a quick hello. People have asked me if I'll ever contact a medium again, and probably not. I got the answer I needed. She's there, she still cares, and she still has a sense of humor about my sugar habit. I learned that if a loved one wants to prove a point, they'll find a way, even if it means blasting static at midnight and scaring you into leaving every light on for a week. So that's my story. Personally, I've come to see it as her last big hug, loud and clear. I kind of think it was. What are the odds of being on the phone with the psychic, having that reading, then filling Tim and Lydia in?
Yeah.
And then that happens right then?
Then, of course, they heard it all, right?
Yeah, so it wasn't her imagination. All of a sudden, the TV's blaring.
Yeah, it was like, what was that, you know?
And it's not like people talking. It's just that.
Yeah, I've had, you know, the TV just come on at night for no apparent reason. So it can happen. But the old TVs, the old days where it would just go to static, is just a very weird, creepy feeling.
Because we don't have static on TVs anymore. And there are people listening right now who have never heard that.
Yeah.
Because it used to be you would turn the channel, and because now it just goes channel to channel. There's no empty channels in between.
Right.
So, you know, even if you were just going channel to channel, which nobody does, we look at the guide.
Yeah.
But back then it was just like white noise.
Really creepy. You know, it played the national anthem and then that was it.
So I remember more than one night when we lived in the haunted house, because back then the TV stations would sign off at midnight.
Yep.
And you only had it three or four stations anyway. And so I remember we're all in bed and we would shut the TV off before we went to bed. And I remember I could hear the TV still going, then the national anthem, and then like it was right next to me. And I'm like, there's no way the TV is off.
Yeah.
So that means something or someone would have turned it on, or it's not on and I'm just hearing it. Either way, it's not good.
This is not good.
This is not good. But I just think that grandma, you know, because they made this deal, don't haunt me.
Well, and, you know, what are your thoughts about psychics? Like, I kind of like, I would really like to have a psychic reading about things. Like, I like that idea. I think that if, you know, anyone feels like they want to connect or contact, I think there's some really good psychics out there that do really good things. Like, you went to see Teresa
Caputo.
Yes. And you were really blown away by her.
I really was, for two reasons. I'm like, she'd have to be a really, really good actress. And she could be. But it was the people she was talking to had to have been amazing actors. Because I was sitting next to some of them. Like, she came really close to me and read some people next to me, you know, maybe three or four seats over, so I could see their faces. And I could see their eyes welling up with tears.
Yeah.
And she also didn't get, you know, there's a lot of leading questions you can ask as a psychic, and you can get a ton of information out of someone, and they don't even realize what they've just given you. But there was, like, more than once she says something about there was a car accident, and then all these people like, yeah, me. And it was this, and then fewer people, yeah, me. And then this guy is going, yeah, you know, this is me. And she's like, it's not you, though. And then she looks over, and there's the people who weren't very far from me. And she said, did you lose somebody? Someone right in here? Did somebody in here lose somebody like that? And this guy, it was his wife, and he had his daughters with him. And just the look on his face.
Wow.
I was like, okay, so she'd have to be a really good actor, and they'd have to be really good actors.
Yeah.
And most people aren't that good. I work in theater, you know? It's like, I write plays. Uh-huh. I watch people act. Right. I have many friends who are actors. And that was just, and she wasn't asking leading questions of them.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting.
I just think that if you could get to a good psychic, that it could give you some peace.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Because Dad died, we went and saw John Edwards, and who else did we see? We saw there was another traveling psychic. And I was just so hoping they would read me, because I just knew Dad was going to come through. And he never did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just desperately wanted that so much. So I'm glad that happened to Nancy.
Yeah, I am too. To be honest. It just kind of just gives you this level of comfort, just knowing. Because, you know, I can remember thinking, he can't just be dead. Like, he can't just be gone. I wanted his spirit has to be somewhere.
Right.
And when we love somebody and we lose them, it's like, they can't just be gone. That's impossible. Right. And so if his spirit is somewhere, why can't I feel it?
Yeah.
Why can't I get, you know, And I think a good psychic could do wonders.
And I definitely think there are really good ones out there.
I don't
think they all are. I think there are opportunistic people.
Sure. Sure.
Who will tell you what they think you want to hear.
But I think Nancy got a sign.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, yes.
I really do.
Well, let's go to a phone call.
Hey, so I love your podcast. I clean houses for a living, and that's literally all I listen to on repeat. And I thought I would call in with my creepy story. So I downloaded this app called GhostTube, and I was really skeptical about it, obviously, because it's from your phone. So I wasn't really expecting it to work and kind of just, like, walked around. It had an EMF reader on it, and it spiked up on certain things that had electromagnetic fields coming from it. And I was able to debunk that. It only worked on things that had electricity running through it, so I knew that was working. But it spits out a bunch of words based on the electromagnetic field that is getting thrown at the phone. So I was at my friend's house, and we were doing a little seance. And I was holding my grandfather's necklace that is around my neck. I wear it 24/7. And we were just sitting down holding hands, and we were asking if there was anyone here for me. And the minute I grabbed the necklace on my neck, the app spit out grandfather. And then it said Lisa. And Lisa is my mom's name. So it literally gave me full body shivers. Like, this is crazy. There's no way this app could know my mom's name. And the minute I asked who is here with me, it said grandfather, as I'm literally holding the necklace in my hand as I said that. Anyway, that was crazy. So then my friend was asking if there is anyone in the room for her. And she recently just had one of her friends, rest in peace, very sad story, but she was found in her closet. She hung herself, which is very sad and tragic, but the app spit out hung rope. I'm so sorry. And we instantly started freaking out. Like, this is crazy. There's no way. Like, this is crazy. And then the app said Terry, and the girl that passed away, her name was Terry Lynn. So then we were like, okay, this is crazy. So we got up and we stopped talking to the phone. Like, we stopped giving it acknowledgement or whatever. And a couple minutes goes by and we hear a big bang, like something in her kid's room knocked over. And we thought it was like a lamp or something, but it wasn't. We got up and it was a poster on her daughter's wall. And the poster was held up with Velcro. Let me just say that, with Velcro. And it hasn't moved in that bedroom for the last 6 years. It's been on the wall. It was physically ripped off the wall. That's the bang that we heard. It wasn't really a bang. It was kind of just a loud noise, but it was physically ripped off the wall. So we tried to recreate the situation, and we stuck it back up on the wall, and I ripped it down really fast from the corner, and it was the exact same noise that we heard. So whatever that was had enough energy or power or whatever to rip the poster off the wall. So she's at work. A couple weeks goes by, she's at work, and somebody that she works with is a psychic medium, and they told her, hey, do you have things happening in your house? And she was like, I had a poster ripped off my wall a couple weeks ago. And then the girl goes, okay, well, I need to come over and cleanse your house right away. Whatever that is, you do not need to mess with it. Don't do that app again. Don't have another seance. So her friend from work ended up coming over to her house and cleansing her home. And I've asked my friend to do another seance, but she's too scared to do it. She doesn't want that energy to be in her home. But anyway, that was the scariest thing that I've literally ever had happen to me. And I was not expecting, I wasn't expecting it. And I've always been a believer in ghosts and the paranormal and stuff, but that kind of just checked it off for me. That was it. A poster being physically ripped off the wall that was held up with Velcro, and it's been on the wall for 5 to 6 years. That is insane. Anyway, it's a short little story. I'm going to call in. I have a few other stories, but I don't want to make this one too long. But anyway, Thank you and have a great day. Bye.
Well, I think that's interesting. You know, some of those apps I don't think are legit, but the way, right. You know, what she was getting from hers, you know, especially since she's holding, you know, the necklace that was her grandfather's or her grandfather gave her, I don't remember. And then it comes up grandfather and then her mom's name.
I've heard mixed reviews about apps, but here's the one thing I would say. You don't know what you're messing with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And was it really her grandfather saying, Lisa? Was it really the friend that said, hung rope, so sorry, Terry, whatever? Or is there something creepier that's playing on them?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of some sort of spirit, but it doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah.
Right? That it's getting you to react because it's pulling on things it knows about that will get you, right? And
right.
Push your buttons.
Yeah.
And so that's where I think the psychic comes in and says, there's a negative, there's a bad energy here. I can feel it off of you. Something's going on. Cleanse the house. I'm just afraid that whatever this is, there might be the potential of something else stepping in. And not necessarily, they could tell you it's your grandfather. They could say, hey, it's your mom, it's this, it's that, right? To get you to buy into whatever they're doing. But it's really something that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be very careful. That's all I'm saying about this situation. Because apparently the psychic, who I sort of trust in this story, seems to be the voice of reason and is watching out for them, said, I'm going to come over. I'm cleaning this out. I'm cleaning it up. And I think it's best left there.
It just is some weird shit. And yeah, especially like right when that poster came down and it's been up there for years and no problems.
Yeah.
It was almost to get the attention.
I just have a feeling that this is a negative thing and it was just using people you love to pull you in.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. You know, that possibility.
Let's just say that.
I would be very careful about this.
Because some of the apps I think are just kind of crap, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
I think you just have to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, absolutely.
You know, because like we were talking about, you know, wanting to have a sign from somebody from a psychic and this and that. And I think you got a sign from a psychic in this one. And the sign was, there's something bad here.
Yeah, the sign is don't do this shit.
I'm going to clean it up for you, but maybe lay off the app thing. Because they're just, you know, things can weave into, you know, make themselves just kind of get in there and you'll open up because you think it's your grandfather.
Yeah.
Or
oh, yeah.
They'll open up because she thinks it's Terry, you know.
You know, we've heard that, you know, you see an apparition of a little kid and you think you're looking at a little girl, but you're not.
That's right. You know, we saw it in Ghostbusters, right? You think it's a nice library lady, but boom, right? Next thing is not at all. So
I just think
that there is evil out there and it can prey on you. And be careful of that. That's all. That's all.
Absolutely agree with you on that. So if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststory or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.